A major winter storm may bear down on portions of the upper Midwest and the northeastern plains later this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. High pressure is present this morning, but it is abating, and as it does so, a little rain and snow will develop across the Dakotas today. The precipitation is not expected to be very impressive. A trace to 15 hundredths of an inch is about all that will occur, but there will be a little bit of light snow that may accumulate in grassy areas before the warmer air arrives. The big issue of the week, though, comes a little bit later. Tomorrow night into Wednesday morning, we'll see a little bit of rain and drizzle developing with a low pressure center that's expected to evolve in eastern South Dakota and parts of Minnesota. This system is not likely to be all that impressive either, but it helps to bring moisture back into the region, setting the stage for the bigger storm that comes later this week. The moisture totals that occur on Tuesday night going into Wednesday will likely run up to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch and maybe a localized half-inch amount. This will occur again from eastern South Dakota into a big part of Minnesota. But after that, we'll get focused on the bigger storm system, which is supposed to evolve in the second half of this week. A developing low-pressure center way down in Colorado is expected to work its way through Nebraska and eventually northwestern Iowa, and then ultimately across the heart of Minnesota. And that will all occur in the second half of this week. The Colorado low will begin on Wednesday. By the time it gets over Minnesota, it'll probably be Thursday night. There'll be a lot of rain that comes ahead of the system. That will likely take place as we go forward from Wednesday into Thursday. There may be a wintry mix of precipitation types that occurs also just near the backside of this low-pressure system. That would likely, at this moment, look like impacting parts of the interior eastern parts of South Dakota and then northern Minnesota as we go into the period on Thursday evening into Thursday night. But the heavy snow that may come with this storm system will come behind that in a should come out of Nebraska and move through the heart of South Dakota and then into eastern North Dakota and portions of Minnesota. Now, there's a lot of rumors about how much snow is going to come with this, and I'm not going to get too specific for you because it's too far out in time and a lot of change may occur between now and the end of this week. However, in recent days, some of the model data has been suggesting 8 to 15 inches of snow and some local totals getting up close to 20. There's even some suggestion of greater snow than that, but we'll hold back before we get into any details about that until we get closer to the storm system. Temperatures will be turning a little warmer. Today we'll see 30s and 40s across a big part of the region, but tomorrow will be in the 40s and 50s, maybe even a few 60 degree readings in South Dakota, and then the cold will begin to march across the northern plains, and by the end of this week we'll be seeing highs in the teens and 20s and lows in the single digits and teens, maybe even some sub-zero readings by the heart of the weekend. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.